the wind beneath my wings, and again taking two gentlemen away from the choir rehearsal. First of all, the president, Ian MacDonald, who's been singing there, and John Blue, the funding expert with the choir. You're president, Ian. When did you start?
I've been in the choir for 21 years. So 1979.
Any association further back than that?
Yes. Well, my wife sings in the choir at the moment. My father did sing in the choir and retired just last year. But no association with the Orpheus choir, but my grandfather was a member of the Toynbee choir.
The what?
It was the Toynbee Working Men's Club in Glasgow, and they formed a choir which was taken over, I can't just quite remember the year, way back at the beginning of the century anyway, by a gentleman called Hugh S. Robertson.
Teasy me. You're holding in your hand there a wee membership card, surely, are you?
Yes, this is the membership card of the Toynbee Musical Association, and it dates back to 1905-1906. And it's got my grandfather's name, James MacDonald, and first base was the section he was in.
Excellent, excellent. What exactly is your role as president then, Ian?
Really to try and keep order at council meetings and try and keep things flowing along, and to speak on behalf of the choir if we're at functions, that type of thing.
Anything to do with recruiting?
No.
Who does that?
Recruiting comes from various areas. We find a lot of members come through a previous contact. For example, parents, grandparents been singers of choirs. I suppose the Phoenix Choir is probably more fortunate than most other choirs. We do have a fair share of younger members, both male and female. But we find it a very difficult thing to try and recruit youngsters. A lot of people have a preconceived idea that a choir resembles a church choir. Mm-hmm. We're all standing there holier than thou, and not really enjoying ourselves terribly much, but nothing could be further from the truth.
What's the worst section to fill?
Well, like all choirs again, the male sections are pretty thin. At the moment, the bass section, second bass section, really seems to be the worst, as far as numbers are concerned.
Yeah.
When I joined 21 years ago, the second bass section was probably the strongest mm-hmm. section as far as numbers are concerned.
It just comes round in cycles, isn't it?
Either that or it's something in the water that's raising all the male voices.
Well, let's turn to John Blue. A lot to do, John, with the funding. What's the main expense from the choir? What's the money needed for mainly?
The choir turns over many, many thousands of pounds every year, and in years it goes on tours, the budgets are enormous. We find that we more increasingly, and Ian will agree with me, have to project fund for numerous things, from recordings to tours to simply producing new choir dress. That we spent over £12,000 last year.
Oh, let's dress in, because I know a pipe band, for example, to dress a pipe band. Are you, as a choir, the management of the choir, pay for the dress of the choir?
We did, actually. The Phoenix is still unusual compared to many choirs. The Phoenix has been running so long. Many of the things have been paid naturally over the many, many years. Ian, again, will agree that we know of various other choirs in Glasgow who have to dip into their pockets every time they do everything. The Phoenix seems to have this wonderful way of making money magically appear. But my job is to help this magic to keep going and increase over the years. We're very fortunate in our recordings nowadays. When at one time they were costing the choir a lot of money to undertake, now not only do we get paid for them, they bring in royalties and they run at a profit. I think, Ian, the same could be said with the rest of our work.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. But it is a major expense to keep an organisation like this going. You know, we have rehearsal hall rentals, you have music to buy for 100 odd people in the choir. And the days of buying music, sheet music, at sixpence a copy are long gone now.
Indeed.
I mean, you're talking £2 and £3 per copy.
The choir founded in 1951?
Yes.
In 1951. So that means 50 years is coming up. Any special events?
We have a lot of things in the pipeline at the moment. We're hoping to have a big concert in Glasgow, possibly involving some of the rest of the choirs to put on one big concert. We're talking about Beethoven 9.
Beethoven 9 was one thing we were going to hopefully be involved in, but I think another one was the choir went to London and sang in the Albert Hall. Was it 2 years ago now?
2 years ago,
It was new repertoire for the choir. They sang in Carmina Burana, and it's always better to look ahead than look back. So we're having a concert, I think, next April in the Royal Concert Hall, a year from now, to celebrate 100 years, 50 years of the Phoenix, 100 years of the Orpheus, celebrate the music of that. But in September, the real birthday concert, I think, is to look ahead. And I know Marin wants to do one or two exciting things, one of which is Carmina Burana, which I think there'll be people flocking in to hear all the choirs in Glasgow singing that together.
Yeah, so, I think it's a great achievement. And I wish you all the best in your centenary year.
Thank you very much.
Taking both choirs.
Thank you.
Thank you both, John, Ian.
Thank you.